From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. prepares to do more in confronting the Islamic State. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter told U.S. lawmakers Wednesday the U.S. is taking the lead in stepping up the fight against the Islamic State in both Syria and Iraq. He said the U.S. is prepared to do more in Baghdad's effort to retake the provincial capital, Ramadi.
The United States is prepared to assist the Iraqi army with additional unique capabilities to help them finish the job, including attack helicopters and accompanying advisors, if circumstances dictate and if requested by Prime Minister Abadi.
But he deflected demands for a greater U.S. ground presence in Iraq.
While we certainly have the capability to furnish a U.S. component to such a ground force, we have not recommended this course of action for several reasons. In the near term, it would be a significant undertaking that, much as we may wish otherwise, realistically we would embark upon largely by ourselves. And it would be ceding our comparative advantage of special forces, mobility, and firepower, instead fighting on the enemy's terms.
Carter urged Turkey to do more to control its often porous border with Syria, and criticized Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states for being preoccupied by the conflict in Yemen, not paying enough attention to the fight against IS. And he also said it's time for Russia to, quote, focus on the right side of this fight, an apparent reference to Moscow's objective of supporting ally Syrian President Bashar al-Assad against his enemies. At least 7 people killed in overnight violence Tuesday into Wednesday in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, in the latest shooting scene as part of the political unrest brought on by the decision by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a controversial third term. 5 men shot dead by police who claim they were responding to grenade attacks, 2 killed in other incidents. This is VOA News.